May those in bondage be set free by the living word of God. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I want you to go once again to Psalm 107. Now, I'm this type of preacher, minister. I've been known to preach on one subject 3-4 months because I'm not trying to see how many subjects I can give you in a year. I just want you to get the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want the Word of God to get down on the inside of you and work in your life. Amen. So, Psalm 107 again. I'll read the first 2 verses. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. You may feel like the devil has a chokehold on you. You may feel like situations and circumstances have a chokehold on you. But I want you to know that God knows how to deliver you from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. And it begins by you declaring it. Did you hear me? It begins by all of us declaring it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Words of redemption should be flowing from our lips. What God has done and what God is doing in our lives, and not giving the devil any credit for anything. Amen. So, I want to, well, let me go back. Let's go back to Galatians 3rd chapter. Let's go there first, and then we'll move on. The book of Galatians, chapter 3. In Galatians, chapter 3, begin at verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Amen. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Did you hear me? I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. If you're born again, so have you. And we can say it like this. Just go back to chapter 2 of Galatians. We're in chapter 3. Go back to chapter 2 of Galatians and look at verse 20. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Somebody say amen. Amen. If he's living on the inside of you, you need to testify right now by shouting amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, because you see, we're still in our bodies. We're still in our earthen bodies. I live how? I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me, and he did what? Gave himself for me. That I, not being under a curse, but may enjoy the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah. So then we need to know, and I've covered some of this already, but we need to know some of what we've been redeemed from. And I've covered this, but we've been redeemed from spiritual death, right? Amen. I once was spiritually dead, but now I'm spiritually alive in Christ Jesus. When I received Jesus Christ into my heart as my Lord and Savior, I became spiritually alive. I became alive unto God. The Spirit of God came on the inside of me and took up residence in my spirit, made me a brand new creature, a creation on the inside. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a creation. Amen. And that's male and female. We're in Christ, we're new creatures, a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. My old man, the old spirit man was not fit for the Holy Spirit to live in. So he came in to a brand new place. Oh, hallelujah. So I've been redeemed from death, spiritual death. We know that the body itself gets old and you know, it can't live on and on and on and on. It just can't. But in Christ, we do. We do. Because the Bible tells us one day, kind of pinch yourself. Hold up your hand. Just pinch yourself a little bit there. Don't hurt yourself. Just pinch yourself. That's your body you just pinched. The Bible tells us that one day that's going to all pass away. And I got good news for you. God's got a brand new body. For those that belong to him, has a brand new body. It's not subject to pain. Never get tired. And it's not limited to the earth. You know, there's been a lot of space exploration going on, and some of it is manned. But you ever notice that anytime they go out into space, they got to carry some equipment, like some oxygen or something to create some so that they can breathe? Got to carry food with them, right? Why? Because the body is created for the earth. You take it out of the earth, you better have something with you, because otherwise you're going to die. Amen. When they went to the moon, they had to have on space suits. To take the suit off, that's it, buddy, you gone. But God's given us a body that we can go anywhere at the speed of thought. And we won't have to have any extra oxygen. Won't have to carry any extra clothes, special clothing, to adapt to wherever we're going, because our bodies will be immortal. These are mortal bodies that we're living in now. They earthen. You know that. Amen? But we have been redeemed from spiritual death. Now, we covered this some last week, but I want to visit this again. Because even within the church world, there's been debate when it comes to physical healing. And like you've heard me say many, many times, I have absolutely no problem with doctors. Matter of fact, Luke himself, who wrote the book of Luke and book of Acts, he himself was a physician. He was a doctor. And I thank God for doctors, because the fact of the matter is, if it hadn't been for doctors, there'd be a lot of dead Christians. Some folks would have went to heaven before they were supposed to. So you follow me. Amen. I don't tell people not to go to doctors. I've heard it said. I've heard it preached. But I do know what the Word of God says. Amen. See, let me tell you something. The Bible tells us that our faith, if we stay in the Word of God, apply the Word of God, our faith grows continually. Amen. The more you feed on the Word of God, the more your faith is developed. Now, I've been born again myself. I've been around a long time. I was born again in 1969. Some of you weren't around even when I got saved. But I want you to know, I am still growing. Listen, my faith is still growing. Faith comes and is developed by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. You got me? Amen. So when it comes to healing for our bodies, we need to continue to feed on God's Word when it comes to our health. Now, I want to cover a few things. We covered some things last week, but some believe that healing is not for today, or if it is, it, you know, it's as God wills. For example, you know, if a minister pray for someone to be healed, they would pray, well, Lord, if it's your will, heal this brother. If it's your will, heal this sister. I don't pray that way. Why? Who do you think you are? No, I'm just following the Bible. I'm just trying to be an obedient preacher. Amen. Now, turn in your Bible to Book of Matthew, the 10th chapter. Matthew chapter 10. And let me say this while you're turning to 10th chapter, Matthew. You may say, well, Pastor, we prayed for such and such, or I prayed for such and such, and they didn't get healed, or they died. But first of all, let me tell you, that doesn't change the Word of God. The Word of God still says what it says. Always understand something. We do not know all the circumstances involved. What we are supposed to do is obey God's Word. When I lay hands on someone to be healed, I need to lay hands on them in faith, and of course they need to receive also by faith. But I don't know what's going on in their lives personally. Unless God reveals something to me, I don't know what's going on in their lives. My job is just to do what the Bible says. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick and they what? They shall recover. But the one that lays on the hands has a responsibility, and the ones that's receiving the hands on has a responsibility. Amen. So, you know, if you prayed for someone and their healing didn't manifest or they died, don't become discouraged and say, well, you know what? I'm never laying my hands on anybody again, or I'm never praying for anybody to be healed again because I did this, I prayed for that one, and they died or whatever. Well, you know what? You don't know everything. Some folk can be real spiritual in church, but when they get back home or get out with the boys or the girls, totally different person. Words that come out of their mouth, totally different than the words they speak when they're in the church house. But you have to understand, God's with you in church and He's with you out there. You can say you believe that God will heal you here, but get out there and say something totally different. Psalm 107 said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. In church, out of church. Hallelujah. And now remember, I told you, you know, and first of all, let me stop right there just a moment, and then we're going to move on. Don't let the devil condemn you. You may be dealing with a situation in your body right now. And the devil try to tell you, oh no, you don't have any faith. You look at you. Look how you feel. Look what's going on. No. That's the reason you come to church. To hear the Word of God. Things don't always happen just like that. The manifestation doesn't always come just like that. That's the reason we need to continue to hear God's word and continue to stand. I say it so much, but I'll be saying it much more. You'll be hearing it again. Having done all to stand, you do what?
Stand.
You stand. Because we walk by faith. Amen. Now, we've been redeemed from sickness and disease, but yet we still deal with it. I've dealt with it. And I've seen God come through, glory to God. Come through for me. And I'm sure many of you have the same testimony. But you got to keep your faith strong. Remember this, and I'm going to get here, but let's look at Jesus for a moment. Remember when he was tempted by the devil, and he was tempted? The Bible says that, which Satan couldn't defeat him. The Bible says that he left him, Satan, left Jesus for a season, which means he left to try to regroup and come back at him with something else. Amen. All right, let's move on. So I want to get as much in as I can. Do I have your attention? All right. Well, I tell you, Matthew 10. Okay, Matthew chapter 10. Let me see. I'll just begin reading at verse 1. It says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all kinds of what? Say what? To heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of what? Disease. Okay? Now the names of the 12 disciples and the 12 apostles are first Simon, who is called Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Now, we see the disciples here. Look at verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, think about that for a moment, but let's read on. Listen to what he said. Heal the sick. What did he say? Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. All right? Now notice he sent them to heal and set the captives free. All righty? Now, Let's turn, let's go to the book of Luke, the 10th chapter. And I want you to see something here. Luke, the 10th chapter. And I read verse 1. It says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others. Now, in Matthew, he sent forth his disciples, right? Now, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Okay? And then he gave them some instructions, right? Okay? Drop down to verse 9 for the sake of time. I'm going to skip some. And he said, and heal the sick there. You see that? Heal the sick there and say to them what? The kingdom of God has come near you. Brother Tony, you were sharing earlier about the kingdom of God is within. Listen, let me tell you. Notice what he said. Let me read it again. They have it on the screen. And heal the sick there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. They weren't born again yet at that particular time. But what he was letting them know is, are you ready for this? There is healing in the kingdom. There is healing in the kingdom. We are now in the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. There is healing available to us in the kingdom. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Our God wants his people well. Yes, we still have to fight the good fight of faith. I told you that. But don't you ever give up. Don't you quit. Because the enemy walks about seeking whom he may devour. And just because he stopped by your house doesn't mean you did anything bad. He just wants to check and see if you are vulnerable. Amen. See, some people feel discouraged and disappointed because they feel like, oh, I'm not spiritual enough. The enemy attacked my body. No, you take your stand. You take your stand because there's healing in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at another one. Now remember, we've been redeemed from sickness and disease because we are in the kingdom of God. All righty. Trying to move rather fast here. Go with me to the book of James, the 5th chapter. James, the 5th chapter. Now again, this going right along with what you said, Brother Tony. Look at verse 13. James chapter 5, verse 13. Is it anyone among you suffering? What is he to do? Pray. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him do what? Sing psalms, praise and worship to God. Now, look at verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? You see that? Is anyone in the church sick? And I don't mean necessarily a church member, or not necessarily inside the four walls of the church. Is anyone among you sick? What he didn't say is, well, pray for them. Peradventure, it's the will of God to heal them. If it's God's will, he'll raise them up. That's not what it said. Y'all believe the Bible? No, it says, is anyone among you suffering? Excuse me, verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? Let him do what? Call for the elders of the church. Call for the elders of the church. Now, what that tells me is this person ain't necessarily inside the four walls of the church. How many of you know that there are people out there right now that can't come to church because they are sick? They would come to church if they weren't sick. If they were able, they would come to church, right? How many of you know the elders of the church are supposed to reach out to those that are sick, are unable to come to church because of their health situation? So the elders are to go to their homes or the hospital or nursing home, wherever they may be, and minister to them. You still here? Now let me read 14 again. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him. Now notice it's using him, but how many of you know females get sick too? So it's just not talking about male. It's talking about mankind, Christian, male and female. Now, let me read it from up here because I can go faster, because part of it's on one page and part on the other. Now, look at this. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him or her, doing what? Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. In many of you that I've prayed for, especially for healing, I've anointed you with oil. Oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And whoever anoints you with oil and prays over you, see, this should build your faith right here. They represent Christ. Because it's his instructions to us to go to the elders of the church, I mean, to seek, let the elders go, pray over them, anointing them with oil, representing the Holy Spirit. When that oil is placed on you, you need to know that represents the Holy Spirit. We're just not trying to grease up your forehead. And that should be a point where you release your faith. And usually what I do, I will anoint them with oil, and then I'll lay my hands on them as a representative, not Jesus, but as a representative of Jesus Christ. Because the Word of God tells us, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall what?
Recover.
And here the elders are told to go pray over them, anointing them with oil, in their own name? Huh? No, in the name of the Lord. Give me verse 15, please. James 5:15. And listen at this. And the prayer of faith, not doubt and unbelief, not saying, Lord, if it's your will, you know, Lord, if it's your will, heal this sister, heal this. But that's not faith. And the prayer of faith will do what?
Save
the sick. And the Lord will do what?
Raise
him up. And listen to this. If he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Amen.
Why is that mentioned there? Because sometimes some folks are sick just because they're in rebellion. They fighting against God, not everybody now, but some, they're in rebellion against God, and God's, the Holy Spirit's been dealing with them to repent for whatever it is that they may be involved in, or whatever feelings they may have for another brother or sister. Let me tell you, we need to repent. We were talking yesterday. I refuse to harbor anything inside of me. I'm just not going to do it because it's going to hurt me more than the person that has offended me. We need to know sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we're dealing with issues simply because there's some things that God's dealing with us about releasing, and we just don't want to release them, or we feel like I can't release them. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You take your stand. You, Lord, I release this person from this. I know they did me wrong, or whatever the case may be. I'm releasing them right now in the name of Jesus. I forgive them. And it's done right now. I'm not going to keep talking about it. But yes, the devil tried to bring it up again. There she goes. See her going down the street. That's shut up! I'm free. Yeah, but remember what she did, or remember what, devil, if you don't shut up, I'm going to go bless her or bless him. You know, you don't want you to bless people. I'm going to go do something good for her, do something good for him. You better shut up. I'm not in bondage to that anymore. I'm free. I'm free. Hallelujah. All right. let's move on now. I'm going to quit here in just a little bit. Like I told you, I usually don't finish. Hallelujah. I hope you guys are being blessed by this. Now listen, let's go back, James 5:15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he's committed any sin, he will be forgiven. Now, let me tell you something. Think about what we just read. And based on what we are seeing here in the Bible, God wants us well. God wants us well. Jesus sent his disciples to heal the sick. To let them know, hey, look, the kingdom is at hand. Then he sent the 70 to heal the sick. Because the kingdom is near. And now we're in the kingdom. God wants us well. Now, Pastor James wants to say something. Is that all right? Stop using sickness as an excuse. Now, I understand. Sometimes you are a person sick. That's the reason James 5:14, send the elders of the church, right? Because sometimes folks are just too sick to get out. They're hurting too bad. They need somebody to come to them. But sometimes some folks use sickness as an excuse. Well, you know what? I don't believe I go to work today. Kind of sick, or at least I was last week. Now, what am I saying? Sickness is nothing to play around with. It's nothing to play around with. Deal with it. You deal with it in the name of Jesus. You deal with it, and never lose track of the fact that God wants us well. We see it in the scriptures. We see it in the scriptures. Well, yeah, Pastor, but I seen in the Bible where people were sick, ministers got sick, and this one. Well, let me tell you something. You need to read before and after. Most of the time it was because they overworked themselves in the ministry. Do you know ministries of God and ministry, being a minister myself, it's a blessing to serve God. I'm honored to serve him in ministry. But I want to let you know, you can overdo it in ministry. Amen. And I'm 73 years old, and thank God for my health, but I have to admit, I can't run as fast as I did when I was 20. You know, I used to try to school some of the young kids out on the basketball court. Y'all can have it. Amen. But let me tell you something. Don't ever use sickness as an excuse. And understand, God wants you well. Amen. That's part of our redemption. We have been redeemed from death, spiritual death, sickness, and of course, poverty, which I didn't get back to that. We've been redeemed, folks. What we have to do now is fight the good fight of faith. The devil had your goods. You go take back your goods.
Amen.
Amen. What's the name of that song you sing, Cora? I went into the enemy's camp and took, how it go? I went into the enemy's camp and took back what he stole from me. There you go. And we got to do that. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
We got to do that. You understand something. God is not trying to keep anything from us. He's trying to get things to us. Let me tell you something. When I'm feeling good, guess what? I can do more for God. You hear me? When I'm feeling good, I can do more for God. So can you. And he wants us to be able to serve him freely. And not only that, enjoy our lives. Yeah, well, you're going to deal with stuff. You're going to deal with people. We know all that. But God wants us well. It's in your Bible. Now, sometimes we can hurt our own selves. I enjoyed hanging out with the senior saints yesterday. Amen. You know, Kath and I are real young, but they let us sit with them. Amen. But they had some good-looking food, good-tasting food at that place. And that, you know, it would have been easy to overdo it. You know what I'm saying? Go early and be home before dark. I think so. But what did I have to do? I had to practice temperance. I couldn't grab that whole pan of shrimp and just take it back to the table. You know. Couldn't do that. So we have responsibilities ourselves. Amen. That we have to do, but God wants us well. Say this. Say, God wants me well.
God wants me well.
Say it again.
God wants me well.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. And we know that this word will never return to you.